first one of the week tomorrow. You can email talk at beat102103.com. Okay, let me read this to you. Hain Island Show. It's a bit awkward to be writing, but here goes. Last night I went on a third date with a girl. Being honest, I've liked her for a while. It's all been going well and she's very nice. But here's my dilemma. She got up to go to the bathroom and her phone was on the table. I wasn't looking, but it lit up when she got a message. I looked over and saw that her screensaver was a selfie of myself and her on the second date. I really freaked out. I'm writing to see if you can ask the girls who listen to your show, is this normal behaviour? I barely know the girl and she has me on her phone like that. Is it not really odd? Thanks if you do read this out.
Oh God, never had this before.
No. I remember years ago there was somebody who changed their Instagram profiler very soon, but I think even that was a few weeks in. Third date and your screensaver.
I can understand why you are a little bit like, whoa, calm down, gang. Can't get the image of the bush out of my head. I can understand why you're a little bit freaked out, if I'm honest, because I think I would probably be a bit freaked out if I was on a third date with a guy. Like, I'm married and even myself are a screensaver. I don't even have Dom on. I think it's a bit soon to be popping him up on your... Now, could it be that rotating thing, you know? When your photos go into like a rotation. Can you do that on your screensaver?
I don't think you can do that screensaver. That happens on the other window. Now, I'm trying to find some defense here, right? You're somebody who... You do change your screensaver a bit. Some people update them quite a lot. My screensaver has been the same for 14 years, okay? It's Fred and Jess.
14 years?
Yeah. Yeah, but you would update yours
like
quite a bit.
I like to mix it up. I like
but
to
it would
see.
Generally be either you and Eve or you, Tom and Eve.
Yeah, or my mum and dad.
Or Ash.
Yeah, I have had Ashley or Lola before, yeah. I think you are well within your rights to question this phone thing, because I think if it was any of us and we were seeing somebody and it was all going fine, it was casual and it was only a couple of dates, that you would go, okay, that's a little bit intense for me. Mm-hmm. Like, why this is not a thing yet. Like,
has she been single for a while, I wonder?
Well, you don't know that. Or maybe she doesn't deep it. Maybe it's not that big a deal for her. But, like, I do think we need to hear from the girls or, whoever, that, you know, if you were seeing somebody for a couple of dates, would you think this was okay to do? And it's not as big a deal as maybe he feels it is. But I certainly can understand where he's coming from. Mm. I would be afraid.
I'd be sweating.
I would be afraid if I went on a date with a guy and he had me on his phone that quickly.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's fine to have photos.
Mm-hmm.
It's even weird that they had the selfie together in the first
place. Yeah, on second date. Yeah.
Let's get a read for him, because I suspect he's kind of at home wondering, does he go on the next date with her? Mm-hmm. Is he like, is this a bit of a red flag? What do you think?
Okay, 085-102-9103. What's your advice? Okay, a lot of people, particularly guys, are saying this is P45 behaviour, okay? Jane has been trying to work out why.
Okay.
And she says, the only thing I can think of is either she's very young, or maybe she has a creep in work or college or school, and this is an indicator to get that guy to back off.
Yeah. Jane, you've gone full on like detective mode.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's a bit of a stretch.
It
no?
is a stretch, but yeah, possible.
James, stop. It's a picture. She's probably delighted to have caught such a handsome man, and she delighted with herself. I'm married 11 years. I'm not a screensaver pick. Plus, you're happy enough to share her bed, but you have a problem with your picture on her phone. God love you. Well, we don't know that
for
sure.
We don't know anything about the bed. Wasn't mentioned. And No Prob Rob says, are they just casual or exclusive? It could be a problem if she thinks this is it and he's just enjoying the moment. You definitely need to get an answer there. You see, I think the problem, Rob, there is a second date, third date, you're probably not having the conversation about casual or exclusive just
yet. No, it's
yet.
A bit soon. Ailish said, okay, so the girl you like might actually like you. You took the photo with her, not a pic to be taken on the sly. Maybe she's seeing if you are checking her phone, or one of my friends changes hers to whoever she's out with in case she gets lost and she thinks she has a greater chance of getting it back. I kind of like that mentality.
That's really good.
Interesting.
Sorry, just one thing. There was one thought that struck me there when you were reading out Jane's message. Could it be, right? Bear with me. You know when you take a picture on your phone and you really like how you look in it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking
girls
about?
Girls are devils first.
And you might not be looking at the other person. Mm. And you're like, I look good in this.
Yeah.
So
okay.
That could be it.
Good theory.
Yeah.
Josh, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
We're good, darling. Now, you are a regular on this show and you are the person that joined us for the pool party earlier this summer. And so some people would be familiar with you, Josh, but you've been with Quiva for how long now?
Next Friday will be an official year.
Aww. We feel like we've been there from the start.
Yeah.
Little love story.
I think you kind of have, to be honest.
Yeah, you've been to Daily Dilemma Uncensored live at the Spiegel Tent. You've danced together on stage. What have you not done as a couple?
So where are you at in terms of screensavers at this momentous day approaching?
Well, she's been my screensaver. Well, I'm going to say like probably 9 months or so, you know, before Christmas, I'd say. But I still haven't made her screensaver.
Oh, Queen.
Yeah. Now, I would like to know what the thought process is.
In terms of the dilemma or in terms of me not being
No, you, Josh.
You, this is all about you now.
Look, it's a picture of her and her best friend, which is fair. But you know that you can have those screensavers that like change every photo every so often?
She was asking that. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, I think you can, yeah.
I think you can. Maybe if I was in one of those photos or something, you know, I'd have two or three photos. But I haven't made any of them, so I don't know.
Okay. But why...
So she's on his, but he's not on hers is the issue here, show. So we need to start a campaign for...
I thought it was the other way around.
Yeah, for Cuiva, if you're listening.
Is Cuiva listening this morning,
for the anniversary.
I don't think so. She's actually in Greece at the moment, so...
I doubt it then.
Well, that's not much use, is it?
She's going to have a lovely holiday pic from Greece as her next great screensaver, probably.
Yeah.
And does it bother you?
No, I'm completely fine with it. It is just kind of funny, I think, if anything.
Yeah. Maybe she's just waiting for the 1 year anniversary.
Maybe, yeah.
If she does have... go on.
Or we just need a really good photo together.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe.
We could send her one of those lovely ones of you in the pool on your own.
Yeah.
And she might use that, you know?
That'd be a great photo.
Yeah. Just the picture of you in a paddling pool drinking a cup of tea. Yeah.
Who wouldn't?
Josh, thank you so much.
And best luck on the anniversary.
Happy anniversary to you both. Thanks. You're such a lovely couple.
Bye.
All right, bye, darling.
Dilemma's back tomorrow. You can email talk at beat102103.com.